Hello and welcome to Talk Talk. Oliver Kim here. And in this introductory episode, I'm going to talk about three important theory of knowledge concepts. Namely, I'm going to explain you what areas of knowledge are. Areas of knowledge. I abbreviate them with AOKs. I'm going to explain you what ways of knowing are. WOKs, the walks. And I'm going to talk about knowledge issues, KIs. So these are three important TOK, theory of knowledge. Now that's this acronym has also been clarified now. So these are three important TOK terms. And we will be covering in the course, so we will be covering these AOKs and WOKs and KIs. Okay, so this is not a lot of theory today, just more or less an overview of the topics that will be covered in TOK. So let's start off with the term TOK first. TOK, or theory of knowledge, some people think that's some kind of a funny course that the IB invented simply so that you can complete your IB diploma. Well, actually, it's not. TOK, or the theory of knowledge, actually does also exist in the quote, real world. If you want to know how it is really called, it's called epistemology. Epistemology is a sub-branch or a branch of philosophy. Okay, and if you for Google the word epistemology, or if you go to Wikipedia, then it's going to say epistemology is the theory of knowledge. It's a relatively old discipline. Even what I read a few thousand years ago, people were actually wondering, I mean, what is actually the things, what can we actually know and what can we not know? I mean, we want to make sense of the world. We see that the sun is shining outside right now. I mean, if I put the curtains away, it's a little bit foggy, but actually the sky is blue, I'm able to see the sun a little bit through the fog. But can I really trust my eyes here, you know? That is the thing, because we know that optical illusions exist, therefore I know that my brain interprets the things that we see. Hallucinations are possible, so to what extent is the reality around us, or the things that I see? Well, to what extent are the things that I see actually reality? I mean, they're my personal reality, but is it really like that? I mean, that's already a little bit a far-fetched question. It's already going quite deep here. But essentially, that is what we are going to be talking about in TOK, is what can we know? I mean, for example, if you go to a biology course, how do you know that there are cells? Because the teacher told you. Yeah? So not only because you see them under the microscope, that would be sense perception, but also because the teacher told you. So we'll be talking about things like this, how we can actually know things around the world. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to give you a quick run-through of the areas of knowledge. So what are the topics that we're going to be covering? Essentially, the areas of knowledge can be considered almost like the school subjects. And I'm going to list them now. So areas of knowledge are ethics, natural sciences, biology, chemistry, and physics, for example. Then also history is an area of knowledge. You can know something in history. Math is an area of knowledge. Arts, visual arts, the theater arts, music. Yeah, arts is an area of knowledge. Human sciences are also an area of knowledge, like, for example, psychology. Yeah. So these are if you, for example, find an IB book or a TOK book, they're going to also include religious knowledge systems. You can know something in religion, or also known as so-called indigenous knowledge systems. So if indigenous people, they know certain things that other people might not know. Yeah, so you see the areas of knowledge are there are quite a lot of them. If I just look at it, I mean, I've got over here in front of me a little MP3 recorder in which I'm now recording my voice. Making an MP3 recorder is an area of knowledge. But we're not going to be covering that in the TOK course, okay? Over here I have, that's my lamp of my desk. Making a lamp is an area of knowledge, but we're not going to be covering that, okay? When we cover the areas of knowledge, we're covering these school subjects, so to say, okay? So what are ways of knowing the walks now? There are also several of them, but at least I will be focusing on four of them. You can know something in the sciences, in history, in math, because somebody told you. That's language. Okay? So language is a way of knowing. You can know certain things, like, for example, it's foggy outside, that because of sense perception. Now, of course, I have to admit, if I see it's foggy outside and the sun is shining through the fog a little bit, I mean, what area of knowledge is that? I don't know. It's not really applicable here. But I mean, I know something because I see something that's sense perception, or I'm able to feel the temperature on my skin. That's also sense perception. So I know it's hot because I feel it. Okay. Then the third thing is I know certain things about the world because of emotions. There are certain things that I feel this is wrong or this is right. Okay. I feel that stealing is wrong, not because somebody told me, okay, necessarily, also that, but not only because somebody told me, but also because I emotionally feel that. And last, we know things about the world by thinking about it, namely by reason, okay? I know I can reason out a mathematical formula. I know that this formula is correct or wrong, yeah, in math, because either it's right or wrong because I reason it out. I sit down and do the math, right? So these are going to be the four main ways of knowing. Again, if you look into a TUK textbook, you're going to see that they also included other ways of knowing. Like, for example, you know certain things because you remember it, memory, and so on. Okay, you know certain things because of faith. Yeah? So that is but we will be focusing mostly on these here. And then there are the so-called knowledge issues. And the knowledge issues can also be said, they're kind of problems of knowledge. Yeah, I mean, and I already mentioned one of them. How can I actually trust my sense perception, the things that I see? Yeah? Can I really trust my eyes? Under what circumstances do my eyes fool me? Or my brain, in this case, which interprets the things that I see? Or, for example, in language, sometimes I try to, as a teacher, I try to make a point, I make it very clear, I explain it, and the people just get it differently, you know? It's misunderstood, yeah? But I explained it, and they understand it, but they understand it differently, they understand it wrong, or they understand it's not wrong, or maybe it's simply in a way that I did not intend them, to understand it. Yeah? So that is also a knowledge issue. Or, for example, in history, just to give you an example, in history you have to interpret facts, but there can be something called interpretation bias. This means you interpret the facts, not in... You want to be objective, but sometimes you're not very objective. Okay, that's a knowledge issue. In the natural sciences, you have to interpret data. And there is the problem of wishful thinking. You have or confirmation bias. You want to actually prove something. Actually, your data does prove you the opposite. But you kind of interpret it in such a way it confirms your theory. So there, that's also a problem of knowledge or a knowledge issue. Yeah. So that is a quick summary over here. We're going to be talking about the areas of knowledge. We're going to be talking about different ways of knowing, and we're going to be talking about knowledge issues. And what you have to do is you have to, it's not a difficult course. Okay, there's not a lot of theory to study or so, but the few things that you have to know, you have to actually be able to apply to your TUK presentation and to your TUK essay. So for this reason, it's important that you know also this. The TUK theory, so to say, okay? So that is kind of the thing I just wanted to give you a quick overview over here. Yeah, and that's pretty much it, and I wish you all the best. Bye-bye.